When it comes to water, much attention is focused on quantity. Too much water in the case of floods, too little water in the case of droughts. Water quality has attracted significantly less consideration, but a new World Bank report, Quality Unknown, shows how urgent attention must be given to the hidden dangers and costs of what lies beneath. It places the spotlight on the global water quality crisis and the disastrous and hidden impacts on food security, public health, and economic growth. Richard Damania, one of the report's authors and the World Bank Water Global Practices Senior Economic Advisor, explains why this issue is so pressing.
The impacts of poor water quality are wider, deeper, and more uncertain than we previously thought. Climate change, growing industrialization, and land use change are all accelerating, and this is worsening the problem. It turns out that what we once thought of as safe levels of some pollutants may be very far from it. Our research has found that some pollutants can have harmful impacts even below the levels that were once considered to be safe. Already, most of the water that we consume contains tiny particles of plastics called microplastics, and the volume of pharmaceuticals in drinking water keeps rising right across the world. What all of this means is that new water quality challenges continue to emerge every day.
To shed light on this crucial issue, the study assembled the largest database on water quality. Data was gathered from beneath the water's surface using information from existing monitoring stations. Satellites collected data from the sky using remote sensing techniques, and machine learning was harnessed to provide a fuller picture of the state of water quality, bringing together the evidence from beneath the surface, from the frontiers of space, and from cutting-edge technology provided some stark insights. Firstly, high levels of salt in surface water are found throughout much of the world. This is particularly true in low-lying coastal areas, intensively irrigated drylands, and around urban areas. The report finds that agricultural yields are sensitive to even very low levels of salt and fall almost exactly in line with salt concentrations in water. Overall, enough food is lost each year because of saline water to feed 170 million people. That's equivalent to the population of Bangladesh. Secondly, nitrogen in water causes large and irreversible losses for human capital. It is well known that high doses of oxidized nitrogen, or nitrates, in water can be lethal to infants. It causes what is known as blue baby syndrome, which starves their bodies of oxygen. Quality Unknown finds that even those who survive the consequences of early exposure to nitrates can be condemned to long-term damages. Their physical and mental development is cut short, causing them to grow up shorter and earn less money throughout their lives than they would have otherwise. Finally, water pollution upstream acts as a headwind that lowers economic growth downstream. On average, when rivers become heavily polluted, GDP growth is lowered by a third. And in middle-income countries, where water pollution is a growing problem because of increased industrial activity, GDP growth downstream of polluted areas drops by half. Although the water quality crisis is hiding in plain sight, solutions are there for all to see, says Jennifer Serra, Global Director of the Water Global Practice.
First, because the crisis of water pollution is so often invisible, we need to make sure people know about it. They should know how ingesting polluted water affects them and their children, and how it destroys ecosystems and economies. Raising awareness requires information about the levels and effects of pollution that is reliable, readily available, and reaches people in ways they can understand. Second, we also need to reduce the pollution loads that reach our waterways, either by polluting less or ensuring the proper treatment of pollution that cannot be prevented. And third, we need to promote the adoption of new technologies, consumption patterns, and production processes. This means things like remote sensing, machine learning, improved water quality testing devices, nature-based water treatment processes, wastewater reuse, and others. These can help developing countries leapfrog to a cleaner future by avoiding many of the mistakes made in the industrialized world.
Improving water quality and our focus on it is critical to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, maintaining economic growth, and ensuring a water-secure world for all. We need to think and act fast in new and unprecedented ways. With water scarcity expected to increase as populations grow and the climate changes, the world cannot afford to waste and contaminate its precious water resources. Join us as we help shift the water quality situation from unclear, unclean, unsafe and unknown to clear, clean, safe and well known.